listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 316, covering week 21, May 22nd to 29th of 2023. The 61st issue of the 500 Most High-Performance Computers in the World has been published. In the new version in the top 10, there are no changes. Number 1 is the Frontier, housed at Oak Ridge National Laboratory at the U.S. Department of Energy. The cluster has almost 9 million processor cores. The AMD EPYC 64C 2 GHz CPU, AMD Instinct MI250X Accelerator, and delivers performance of 1.102 exascale, which is almost 3 times more than the second place cluster, with 30% lower power consumption. Number 2, the Fugaku, published at the Institute of Physical and Chemical Research, Riken, in Japan. The cluster was built using ARM processors, 158,976 nodes based on the SoC Fujitsu A64FX, equipped with 48-core CPU ARM V8.2-A SVE 2.2 GHz. Fugaku provides a performance of 442 petaflops. And number 3 is the Lumi, located at the European Supercomputer Center, EuroHPC, in Finland, and provides a capacity of 151 petaflops. The cluster is built on the same HPE Cray EX235A platform as the ranking leader, but includes 1.1 million processor cores. AMD EPYC 64C 2 GHz, AMD Instinct MI250X, Slingshot 11 network. 47% of the top computers do not say what distribution they run. 16% say they use CentOS. 10.8% RHEL. 9.2% Cray Linux. 6.4% Ubuntu. 4.6% SUSE. 1.6% Rocky Linux, 1.2% Alma Linux, 0.2% Amazon Linux, and 0.2% Scientific Linux. VK announced their Now Engine, a project to develop an open game engine, created a website engine, and start accepting applications for testing. The first beta version of the engine is expected in 2024, after which the process of finalizing and adapting the platform as well as creating server solutions will begin. A full release is scheduled for 2025. The Now Engine, NAU, will provide a powerful core with a convenient editor and will also allow you to create typical projects and ready-made gaming systems, make interfaces simple with connections to popular services. The engine will help not only in the development process, but will also provide access to tools for integration with platforms and creating gaming metasystems with content, updates, seasons, communities, leaders, and more. They plan to invest 1 billion rubles, which is over $12.5 million, to the development. At least 100 employees, programmers, artists, etc., will be involved in the work on the basic version. The engine will allow you to create any types of game and will support different operating systems and platforms, including PCs, mobile devices, game consoles, and web browsers. The engine will be open source and provided free of charge to developers. TuxPaint 0.9.30, the graphic editor for children's creativity, is available. The program is designed to teach children drawing skills aged 3 to 12 years. The binary builds are for Linux in RPM and Flatpak, Haiku, Android, macOS, and Windows. Magic Tools update is the shining crown. Resizing options are now available on many of TuxPaint's Magic Tools, a large set of tools supplied with the app that offer effect filters such as blur, darken, and smudge, and whimsical artistic effects like rosette, googly eyes, and flowers. Brushstroke tools and filters such as Metal Paint, Kaleidoscope, Tint, and Desaturate now allow artists to choose the radius of the tool, allowing both finer and coarser application of effects than previous versions of TuxPaint, where each tool only provided a single hard-coded size. The TuxPaint team understands that offering more features and hence additional UI elements can add complexity that may not be appropriate for novice users. Therefore, this new feature, like many other elements of TuxPaint, can be deactivated. If the new sizing feature is deactivated, all magic tools will revert to their previous behavior. Red Hat has published the first major release of the Podman desktop app with the implementation of a graphical interface to create, run, and manage containers, competing with products such as Rancher Desktop and Docker Desktop. Podman Desktop allows developers who do not have system administration skills on their workstation to create, run, test, and publish microservices and applications developed for container installation systems before deploying them in working environments. The Podman desktop code is written in TypeScript using the Electron platform and distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Ready-made builds are prepared for Linux, Windows, and macOS. Podman desktop can also be used to convert container images and connect both to local container installation engines and to the external infrastructure based on Kubernetes to place their pod and the generation of YAML files for Kubernetes or run Kubernetes YAML on a local system without Kubernetes. You can also fold the application into the system tray for quick control through the widget, which allows without distraction from the development to assess the state of the containers, stop and run containers, control the environments based on the tools Podman and Kind. Oracle has published the releases of Oracle Linux 9.2 and 8.8. Based on Red Hat Enterprise Linux 9.2 and 8.8 and completely binary compatible with them. For downloads, installation ISO images are prepared for x86-64 and ARM64 (ARCH64) architectures. For Oracle Linux, unlimited and free access to the Yum repository with binary update packages with bug fixes and security patches are open. There are also separately supported repositories with packages for application stream and code-ready builder packages. In addition to the packages with the core from RHEL based on the kernel 4.18 and 5.14, Oracle Linux has offered its own unbreakable enterprise kernel 7 update 1, UEKR7U1, based on the Linux kernel and optimized for working with industrial software and Oracle hardware. The source code of the kernel, included in the breakdown into separate patches, is available in the public Oracle Git repository. The unbreakable enterprise kernel core is installed by default, positioned as an alternative to the RHEL kernel package, and provides a range of advanced features such as dtrace integration and improved ButterFS support. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.